Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with a group of poets and spoken word artists who come together weekly to celebrate love of the written word and the performance of it. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the September 14th, 2018 edition. We are back after a week off, and it's not a competition, but JT, I got to say we're winning.
You know what? I think we are.
Yeah. Totally. Humbly winning.
You know?
But yeah. We are crushing the competition. Absolutely crushing the other Friday night poetry call-in shows.
Yes.
We're back. And we're better than ever. I'm one of your hosts here, Michael Amadei. I'm here sitting across from Mr. JT, who keeps everything moving and running. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right.
Have you been on the hamster wheel the entire time we've been gone, building up power for the station?
Actually, I have some interesting news, yes.
Okay, what's that?
I have increased our download speed.
You have? Oh, no. What does this mean?
It just means that we should be able to get data to us faster than we used to.
Oh, well, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Really and truly, guys. It's just, I upgraded our modem.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because this is...
I did it on our week off, though.
Well, and I appreciate that. And the thing is it might sound completely arbitrary. However, when the modem's not working and we're doing this show, It is a really big deal.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So the fact that you upgraded it is good because it's been about 2 years, hasn't it?
Actually.
Two years since we had a meltdown.
Yep. Yeah. And this modem is supposedly going to it's better. It's a little bit about yay tall.
Okay.
It's two triple candles high.
Two triple candles.
Yeah, these are triple wick candles.
Okay, so essentially it's six regular candles.
Or I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Why is it triple?
Whatever it is, yeah. But that's how big it is.
It's like a banana split. You put two of them together, you get a full banana.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I just assume. I'm not up on my ice cream math.
Oh, okay.
All right. Or my banana math. Banana math's a whole other discipline. All right. So we're going to have a great show, and I'm looking forward to checking in with everybody, seeing how the week off was, hearing some new work, just hearing how everyone is. We do want to just quickly kind of say that for anybody who's being affected by the hurricane that's hitting our East Coast right now, our thoughts are with you. We hope that you are safe. We hope that your possessions are safe or that your homes remain intact. We wish that for everybody who's out there. Obviously, it can't be for everyone.
And if you're out there listening to the show and it's howling out there, you might want to just go ahead and turn us off. You can come back to us later.
Yeah, yeah.
And go get safed.
Yeah,
and
go, then, yeah. Don't listen to the show when you could be saving yourself from a hurricane.
Yes, please. Because
that's one of the exceptions where I'd be like, turn it off.
It's okay.
We got an archive. It's fine. We'll be on next week. All right. So at any rate, we're basically, if you haven't heard it before, this is how it works. We're going to do a couple calls, or a couple call-in segments, I should say, get back into practice here, of five callers unique colors each, and then we'll see if we need to do a third one or not. Then we'll do a Studio X segment. Then we're going to go do a return engagement where anybody who wants to call in and read a poem, another poem, or read their first one of the night, they can do that. That's kind of the layout of the evening. Before we get into it, though, I want to lay down our rules. Number one rule, no hate speech. It's been like that since the beginning, and it will stay that way until we're done. We skew for PG-13. This is rule number two. Skew for PG-13 in case we have family, children who are listening. We want to be able to make it accessible to everyone. However, we're not in the business of censorship, so if you have a good flow going, it's artistic, we might not jump in. But if it gets gratuitous, we may recommend that you call in during an After Dark segment. Rule number three, please have your poem ready and be prepared when we come on the line so we're just not wasting people's time while we're waiting. Number four, please have your work be between 3 to 5 minutes. Nothing, you know, if it goes a little bit over, that's fine, but we try not to make it go over. Not 20 minutes, not 25 minutes. It's pretty easy to figure out what that's going to be. And the last rule is we love comments and suggestions. We absolutely do. The best way to get them to us is send them to us through email or message me on Facebook, whatever. But saying them on the air, it kind of wastes everyone's time, and it makes us have to address tech issues and things that are, if they're not pertinent, they don't need to be done right away, then there's really no need, and it just kind of wastes everyone's time. So just send them to us in writing, and we'll happily respond, work on it. That's totally solely what we're all about. All right, you ready to do take in the calls for the first segment?
Yeah, I think
all right.
So.
Let's all do it. We need five unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Your Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Great Scott, and we're back!
JT.
Yes, sir.
I barely had enough time to put my pants back on.
Well, thank you for doing so.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Whew. It's hot.
It is.
It's alligator hot, as they'd say. By the way,
yeah.
So I went to a Colorado Rockies game. Okay.
Yeah, the other night. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a group of guys about three rows in front of us, which was actually very sweet because there's a little child, 2 to 3 years old, right behind them.
Okay.
They were so sweet to this little girl. But it was a group of guys there for one of their friends' birthdays, right? So they start yelling, and we're in the top. They're yelling down, not using any curse words.
All right.
Very interesting, right? But hilarious to the point where they're saying things like, and our whole section got in on it. We all started laughing and started doing it. So people were yelling things like, I don't like you. And then like, look at me. Right? And then someone's like, your mom didn't love you. Like, where's
this?
Wow. This just, but there's one section. We're just yelling
That's
these
great. That's great.
And the best part was all the really mean catcallers, like the people who really, they just got up and left.
Aww.
Because they couldn't do their stuff, but everything else was just comedy, and everyone's laughing.
That's
everything
great.
Was fine. But it reminded me of kind of sometimes what we do here, except we don't catcall anybody,
no.
Which is fine.
Yes.
We sometimes catcall each other.
Yeah. Each other's totally different.
It's true. It's true. So. We don't even really do that, though.
No.
Yeah. But at any rate, we're... I got to be honest, I'm happy to be back, though. Last Friday was fun. It was great to see my brother play and everything. But, you know, I missed my Friday night family, you know. So at any rate, we're going to be getting into it. But before we do that, I want to make an ask of you, of anybody who listens. If you like the show, if you derive value from the show, if you love the community, we would like to ask you to participate in something that helps us run every year, which is our anthology. So what we do is every year, right around Christmas time, we put out an anthology, a collection of work from some of the poets from around the show. And we use the profits directly. We take it literally out of that to pay for all of the hosting and all that stuff that we do. And the best thing about it is the way that you can contribute, if you don't have money to contribute with it, is your work. And so we love that, and it really is such a cool way to do it. We love doing it, and I think it helps other people as well. So we're putting together our 2018 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology. If you want to contribute, just send your work. You can submit as many poems as you want, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, and just put submissions for anthology in the subject form. We'll know what it is. And, of course, you know, it's not like you're being looked at and we're going to send you a rejection letter. If you send it to us, we're very likely we're going to include it, unless there's some weird issue we haven't encountered yet. So please do. It's something we're really looking forward to putting out. I love putting it out every year, and we hope you'll be involved. All right. Before we get into the callers, though, we do have a submission, which has been sent to us from Namrata Santoki. You can send us a submission at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com as well. Just make sure you say submission for the show, not anthology submission, because they're two very different things. This one's called Chasing the Silence. I stood there upon the tiny hill looking towards the green forest. I started my venture chasing the silence through the skyscraper trees as if reaching the sky, the nuts scattered around and squirrels gathering them and disappearing into canopies, into the silence. The twigs crouching under my feet. Sorry, let me try that again. The twigs crunching under my feet as I walk through the dusty paths, laden with leaves, into the heart of the forest, into the silence. As I walk through the peace, only voice of buzzing insects and the chirping of birds mesmerizing me, separating me from worldly rush, into the silence. As I walk out of forest, I stood in open meadow among the fireflies and sparkling stars, decorating the night sky, into the silence. I'm filled with joy of the day with nature, enchanted by God's creation, bright and beautiful, and that is what happens when chasing the silence. And that was from Namrata Santoki, called Chasing the Silence.
That was a good poem.
It was a good
poem. I really
like that. Namrata, sorry about stumbling over that. You know, I'm just being sight reading it, but we appreciate you sending in your work. We absolutely love it that you do. And if you want to be like her, make sure you send us your poem as well. Otherwise, you can call in also. But, you know, submissions sometimes are the best ways for certain posts to get things in, and we're happy to read them on the air. Okay, here we go. It's time for the call-in segment. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you limbered up?
I'm as ready as I can be.
Our
right
loins
now.
Are girded.
Totally.
For the field of battle.
Yep.
All right. Now we're going to head to Florida, but here's the interesting thing. We're going to Florida, but it's from someone who's usually calling from the Mitten State. Let's go to Dennis, leading us off here from Florida. Good evening, Dennis.
Oh, good evening. I'm in the singular peninsula state. Michigan has two.
That's
Florida
right.
only
Upper
has one.
You're condensing. All
right. Downsizing.
Downsizing to just one large peninsula. So how's everything down there?
Everything's wonderful. My mother just celebrated her 97th birthday, and we've had a fine time together. Great visit.
Well, congratulations to that.
Man.
Yeah.
That's please tell her happy birthday from us. That is quite the accomplishment.
I sure will. Man.
So do you have a good week off?
I did. All it's right. Been a good traveled got here Saturday, and it's been a real, really good week. So
wonderful.
And your week off. I'm sorry. I missed you last Friday, but you know, I'm glad you're back, and I forgive you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate the forgiveness. Appreciate the forgiveness. That's what we're all about here. All right, so what do you have for us?
All right, I'd like to share a cover poem with you this evening. It's by a friend, my friend, and a friend of the show. It's Cynthia Sharp. I'm going to read a poem of hers. The title is Dreaming with Tulips. From a bulb inside the earth's womb, roots penetrate the soil. Luminous through snow, incandescent colors overflowing the boundaries of time. Aspiring to be sunflowers in September wind, tulips vibrantly answer the call. Stems grow beyond ocean, washed glass from the shore. Along the edges of vases, curved like rivers. Forge in new directions and define themselves, who they are. Unafraid of transition, tulips allow the flow of life to turn their insides into buttercup yellow elixir. falling on fairies like a gentle halo. Ophelia's spirit risen. End of poem.
It's a beautiful, beautiful read, Dennis. And as always, you know, Cynthia's poetry is so evocative.
And that when I read it to myself, I hear her voice in my head, but I can't read it like her. But I hope she appreciates my effort. And this is from her new book, Rainforest and Russet, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book. And anybody that doesn't have it, I suggest you go out and get it, because this is a book full of wonderful poems by a wonderful poet.
That is that's a glowing endorsement, and it's very deserved as well. You know, that's awesome. Anybody? Yeah, I thought you were going to go somewhere different with it. If anybody who doesn't have it, and I thought you were going to start getting all aggressive about it, but I think you went the right direction.
Go out, no.
If you don't have it, there's something fundamentally wrong with you as a person. All right.
She has. Videos of her reading from this book on YouTube that she did recently. Okay. And I think anybody that checks YouTube and puts Cynthia Sharp in there probably can find them. She read a number of selections from this book, and you know how she reads.
Right.
Her voice is enchanting and mesmerizing, and she just blows you away with her poetry. And you might want to look that up if somebody's interested in hearing more and hearing her read them.
All right. Great. Great. Anybody, you heard it from Dennis here. So, Dennis, we appreciate you, man. And glad you're having a great time in Florida. Hope it stays nice down there.
And so far, so good. There's a couple of other storms creeping up. I just hope I can get out of Dodge before they show up.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Dennis.
All right. I've talked enough and taken up enough time. Let's move on to Barbara, and I'll step aside and say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis Connors from Florida. It's great hearing from him. Oh, like yeah. Getting out of Dodge.
Yeah.
His mother's there. He's thinking about him getting out of Dodge before. We know Dennis. We know he's taking care of it. Okay. Let's head now to the land of hopes and dreams, Connecticut, to visit with Barbara.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. We went to tonight to get pizza, and we went to this place called Pieology. I don't know if you have one there, but
no.
You can make your own pizza.
Oh, really? No, we're savages. Yes. We don't have
Pieology. You pick your bottom, here. You pick your toppings, you pick your sauce.
I was
going to
say, this sounds like my dating life, Barbara.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it was Stanford Innovation Week, which we had no idea was a week. And they had a band outside the restaurant. It's kind of like a courtyard where you have restaurants on both sides, and in between there was like actually a driveway that people drove into the parking lot. But they made it into a courtyard with, that fake grass.
AstroTurf.
Yeah. Grass. And there was a band there, and they were giving out bags, goodie bags if you registered. And, of course, we didn't register, but we got bags anyway at the end of the night. And it was just so cool. It was really such a cool experience. The band played, and then afterward they had this light show video thing, and people were there and just dancing and sitting at picnic tables and hanging around. It was so comfortable and calm and just a really nice experience.
That's awesome. Happy to hear that. Happy to hear it.
Yeah, fun. So we got back, and I have two poems I could read. One was the one I sent you on your birthday. I don't know if that would be.
Whichever one you like. Pleasure. I mean, we have this, and then there's a return engagement as well. So you can choose which other one, you know, either one. I like the one you sent me on my birthday. That was very sweet.
Okay, I'll read it now. Okay. I'll read it now. Okay. It's called For Michael on His Birthday. In a time where I was lost, my life feeling over and my soul broken, I wandered into a place where only my art mattered, and I was accepted into a group where all work was important and even applauded. You were part of this place with your funny banter and talent, and so I stayed and became so much a part of this group, I can no longer imagine a Friday night without the joy of being with my fellow poets and enjoying the fruits of their talents and clever comments. You are the glue who holds it all together with your lively and ever-present engineer, JT, who keeps it running smoothly. Even when the waters are bumpy and your ship is floundering, both of you manage to keep it afloat, sometimes by sheer will, despite the hardships to do it. I applaud you for this stamina and for what you have brought to me with this wonderful group of poets who have become my family as we bond in the satisfaction of hearing and reading all of our work together. And I laud your achievements of teaching, performing, and writing as they accumulate on the bookcase of your life. And whatever you add to this growing library of accomplishments, none will be greater than the one very few could have done, of bringing a wounded and fragile poet back into the world with the company of so many copacetic peers. End poem.
Barbara, that was a really sweet piece when I read it the other day, and really, really appreciated it then, and I'm glad you shared it with everyone. JT hadn't heard it.
Yeah, and, it was really nice.
It means, you know, it's funny. It does mean a lot to hear stuff like that. It means that, you know, the times that we, and you guys are great about telling us, by the way, but it does mean that the time and the stuff that we put into this means something to other people. And that's really what our vocal is.
I mean, really, when I got to this program, I had been scammed. I had lost my husband a year ago. Right. I mean, I was in a terrible place. And then I met you guys, and it was just, like, so wonderful to me. I had a place to go. You know, I felt like I had a group. Mm-hmm. Everybody welcomed me, and it was just so, you know, refreshing, really. So glad you liked it. And, of course, anytime I feel anything, it has to come home. So.
Of course. That's perfect. Well, Barbara, we're so happy to have you. And, you know, you do have a home here. And you do have a poetic family. So thanks for everything you do for us.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, and I give up a lot to come here because I love it here.
We know. Everybody does. I mean, Friday nights are actually not an easy commodity for everybody on a weekly basis.
No, I mean, people want to go to the movies. People want to do shit, you know, like that. Sorry, stuff.
Oh, Barbara, it's okay.
I think those slip at least a few times in a PG-13 movie. It's okay.
Stuff, you're fine.
You know,
you're
fine. Stuff.
We're fine,
and,
Barbara.
And I feel like it's it just sets up my week to come here. And Dennis would, you know, agree with me, and so with Stanley, and so with Titus. I mean, he gets up.
Oh, man.
Like a ridiculous hour to come to this program. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to get off the phone and let the third person, one of whom I just mentioned, get on. So see you later, guys.
We'll talk to you later, Barbara. Bye. Thanks so much. And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut. That was a really lovely gift. By the way, you know, it's funny. I'm one of those people who don't really care about getting things for my birthday, right? I mean, to me, it's about the other people.
Yeah.
I will say, as far as gifts go, poetry, songs, those are my favorite gifts. They really are. And because of the thought and the time put into it. So that was a really lovely one to get the other day.
Well, then I guess this dime I have for you won't.
Is it a wooden dime?
No.
Because those are worth 50 cents.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, I've been thinking about it. If I could get a dime factory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every dime,
I'd
have
a lot of dimes.
Twice
as many, dimes.
All right. Yeah. Woohoo. Let's go now to Stan in Alabama. Good evening, Stan. Hello, Stan. Good evening. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, JT.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, making sure it's not on my end.
Okay. Hey, Stan, you know, for some reason we can't hear you. It's not the normal.
You can hear me now.
Oh, boom, yes, we can hear you now. All right. Good enough. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
Doing real well, thank you. We're happy to be back, though.
I love that poem Barbara did for you guys. That was sweet.
It was very sweet. Nice. Yeah, it was really touching to get that. So what have you been up to in the week off?
Actually, I'm trying to fight my way through like a brain freeze or something. For a while there, I just completely kind of locked up and the words just weren't there.
Yeah, wouldn't come out. I've had moments like that.
And weird as it sounds, Deepa's prompts, and then sort of one of those homework assignments that are occasionally given by Nyla Elisa came together. All of a sudden, it worked out. Now, don't ask me how, but it just did.
Wow.
I don't know. It was just the push I needed.
Well, that's perfect. I'm happy to hear that.
You know, she came up with the words ambivalent and modicum, and Nyla suggested a scenario where you're having coffee with Sigmund Freud, and for some reason, that weird combination worked.
That's interesting, isn't it? Well, cool. All right. So is that what you're going to share with us tonight?
Yes, this is what I put into the garden.
All right.
And it is, Sigmund says, with coffee. In this text, direct quotes of Sigmund Freud, some excerpts of a fictional chat, I will endeavor to reply poetically, as if he and I interact. Sigmund says, unexpressed emotions will never die. They are buried alive and will come back later in uglier ways. My reply, I agree, sir, we must show tolerance. Give heart and mind words for passion sent. Better coarse words that might offend than suppressed emotion expressed in violence. Sigmund says, civilization began the first time an angry person chose to cast a word instead of a rock. My reply, a bit ambivalent on this one, sir. Of insight in accord, I do reside. Yet where the civilized in any authority where people's free speech is denied? Sigmund says, words and magic were, in the beginning, one and the same thing. And even today, words retain much of their magical power. My reply, a modicum of fantasy and real in mind are mixed. Imagination journeys beyond creation and River Styx. Leave all shackles of oppression behind, traveling a free world imaginative mind. In there, no absolute or impossible can exist. Sigmund says, everywhere I go, I find a poet has been there before me. My reply, where poets' free world, open heart words blaze trails toward humanity's dream tomorrow, the intelligent, insightful, open minds of humanity eventually follow. In peace.
Wow, Stan. I like that one a lot.
That was really just it. For some reason, I was just
not there.
Yeah.
And it just clicked.
I think, you know, it's when we're not there, it's something where I will find that I, at least in the past, I would struggle and I would start having this thing in the back of my head that it shouldn't be this hard. And
right.
I'm pretty sure you've reached this place as well, where you start realizing that, you know, that's part of it. Having the struggling and working through it is part of that process. You just got to wait for something to free it, and you got to go through it, but it's still frustrating nonetheless.
Yes.
But man, it paid off for you.
Oh, really? This has happened before, you know.
It'll probably happen again.
And for some reason, garden prompts and a concept thrown to me by someone else, and all of a sudden, jamming the two together work.
Yeah.
It's weird, but, you know, maybe it's just me. Usually if there's a way to do it back asswards or sideways, I'm the guy that finds it.
Hey, and that's what we love about you. Hey, thank you, Stan. Thanks for everything.
And gentlemen, thank you. And on to the next.
All right. We'll talk to you in the return engagement.
Yes, sir.
All right. And that was Stan Collin from Alabama sitting down with Dr. Sigmund Freud.
I don't know what I was typing. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was a good piece, though.
Of a slip there. I did see you start typing cigar. I wasn't exactly sure what the hell that was all about.
Freudian typing. It's so weird.
Speaking of Freudian slips, let's go to Philip in Kentucky. Hey, Philip, how's it going?
I'm awake now, my friend.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Salute.
Salute. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Who are those these copacetic peers that I heard tell of yawn? Who be these peers? Is that you and JT?
Yeah. Yes. It's us. We've grown long beards and long hair. JT's is a little patchy, but don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Okay, I won't. Don't want to incite beard envy.
It's a real thing, apparently, I've heard.
Right?
Ever since I've been, you know, beard club for men, there's beard envy.
Which is, well, then I guess I belong because I'm quite bearded.
All so. Right. Well, you're on your way to becoming a prophet is what it is.
Oh.
And hopefully it's P-R-O-F-I-T, but, you know.
A prophet with a broken magic eight ball.
Yes,
so,
yes, exactly. That's the best kind.
Just take the dye out. Just take the dye out. You'll be fine. You can roll it around.
I'll consult the bones. This is a bunch of crap. People just tend to believe me. All right.
Well, I thought that was a really lovely phrase, and you guys are certainly copacetic, and you are certainly considered peers and mentors too, with your professionalism, you know, which I do truly appreciate. So,
thank you,
was very nice of Barbara.
It was very much so.
Yeah.
So, how'd you spend the last couple of weeks?
Well, I've been really active. I've finished a couple of short stories this week, at least drafts of
Fantastic.
Them, which is, you know, kind of unusual prose and
yeah.
a lot of poetry. Yeah. And tomorrow, I know this is going to really excite everybody. Apparently, my lady and I were going to one of the public library branches, and we're going to be making a cat castle.
Yeah.
For our cat.
Wait, no, is this a castle for the cats or a castle out of cats?
A castle for the cats, the latter might be more interesting. You know?
It's definitely more of a challenge.
I would be impressed if you actually got them all to stay still.
You glue them together. Just a bunch of angry cats.
So I think this is a way for the library to like pawn off like recyclables and things.
Oh,
you know?
Totally,
so
totally.
They're going to be playing
That's
with
great.
Trash and turning it into
a cat castle,
I'm sure, and it'll probably last for about a week, but it should make our cat happy. So,
well, that's fantastic.
Keep us entertained.
You got to take a picture of this thing, Philip, because I want to see this cat castle.
Oh yeah, well, I'll have to take a photograph of it if it's worth anybody's time. Yeah, I'll send you an image of it. Yes,
beautiful.
The cat castle for Bella.
Perfect.
Bella,
perfect.
The spoiled diva cat.
All right.
all right. Well, I will get to it. So, yeah, this is a new piece, and the title, right? Uh-huh. That's where we begin. The title, Black Box Theater Arranged for an Autocorrect Performance. One, your daily waking ritual to face the windowsill clock with proper accusation, murderer. It isn't said aloud, understand? Only a silent thought upon reveille, whispered just as easily while asleep. Two, hours go by unobserved, a numberless analog face with hands that still churn. One's self only, adrift in loneliness, a murmurous voice talking to itself. Try on different pronouns, the way some bother with fashion, even select special suits and gowns for their beloved deceased. Undress every conceivable idea, vivisect a priori knowledge. Three, age and mental illness disturb your tender rest. Awaken well before dawn, childhood sounds of mechanical oscillations, refrigerator, a bedside fan from darkened rooms, repeated somewhere inside consciousness, manifest imaginary forms, space stations, possibly chained still to stoked flames among shadows and carbon char deep in Plato's allegory. Four, scribble out your vigorous sickness, curtailed at the boundary of solipsism, divided between intrusive other psyches belonging to he, she, it, or they. These chalice pages act as a sieve for the ichor sluices tumescent through rivulet sulky floods of madness across diaspora continents beneath interstellar coordinates. Five. Glimpses veiled behind mousseline curtains. Harsh winter sun glare or a spring's nubile verdant choruses sung into the sprung rhythm air. Glimpses of paranoia witnessed as itself staring back through the eyes, inwardly engulfing infinite iterations. Fractal swirls wound like gyres around nothing at all. Six, if only one could write phrases so sublimely inconsequential, a reader entwines with this susurrus text, maybe turns their gaze from the black and ivory toward those silhouette sails on a pale blue horizon, or will perhaps forget altogether about themselves, as if operating by tabula rasa stage directions. And there it is, fellas.
Oh. Philip, really, really enjoyable piece. I think you're on one right now. That's great.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend, my fine sir. And I look forward to, have you done anything to your radio play thing that you...
The thing I sent you. That's not a radio play, my friend. That's going to be a short film. And I've hired the main actor. I've hired the director of photography. It'll be filming in December. And there's going to be some details to come, but it's happening.
I'm so happy for you. I'm looking forward to the details. I hope to catch it either on YouTube or someplace. I hope you.
Oh, I'll talk to you beforehand, and we'll
okay.
You know, hey,
yeah.
Come on, yeah.
I'm excited for you. Very well,
well
done.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate your input on that as well. And there's plenty more to come, but I will share
great.
Those details with everybody when it becomes appropriate as well.
Oh, that sounds marvelous. Fun
all
stuff.
Right.
Thank you so much. You guys be well, and I look forward to the next poet.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky. Oh man, good work.
Yeah.
He's really been moving. I've felt that this year. There's actually a theme. I remember driving down the street in January.
Okay.
And I was listening to U2's new album they put out in December.
Yeah.
There's a song, Get Out of Your Own Way.
Yeah.
Right. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I oddly feel like this is a theme for this year. Like, we're going to get out of our own way as far as socially and politics, our own stuff that's keeping us between getting to what we want to be and who we want to become and everything. And I've actually seen that start to really happen for people this year.
Yeah.
Super cool. And I think Philip is one of those guys who, you know, not like I'm making any comments about anybody before, but that he's really, really kind of pushing it and coming into his own and doing more. And now he's building cat castles. I mean, it's like, what more could you want,
man? I cannot wait to see that pile of fur.
I will. That's the thing, man. The idea of cats glued together in a castle is just the most, it's the most absurdist, surrealist thing I can think of.
Yep.
Totally not what they're going to do.
No, totally not.
Because what person in their right minds would do that? You walk in, lean against a wall, and it's from every angle. They're just swiping at you and angry or meowing because they want food.
Right. You just you have to hand feed those.
Yeah. That'd yeah. You just have to. I gotta feed my castle. Just got a spoon.
Oh.
This takes all day. I mean, it really just takes all day. It would really take Macbeth to a new level. He inherits a cat castle. He's like, I wish I hadn't killed the king. All right.
Well, there's something you can add to your play.
By the way, yeah, my at school we're producing a version of Macbeth for the day before Halloween, actually, which would be kind of fun. So I'm in the middle of that right now as well. So if you're hearing me mentioning Macbeth, it's just on my brain. Let's go now, though, to Britain, to Great Britain, to visit with Titus early morning. Hello, Titus. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. We're happy that you're able to join us. How did you enjoy the week off?
I actually tuned in and no one was there. So
oh, no.
I went over to the Night Poets, which also have a show on at this same time. So, of course.
Oh, the Night Poets? All right.
Yes.
Is that with a K or an N? JT's looking him up. No.
N. They're a group on All Poetry. They're very nice people, yeah.
All right. Well, awesome. Awesome. Well, we're happy that you you joined us here. And by the way, I'm just throwing this out, and I'm doing this publicly because this is the way I like to keep myself accountable, is in my spring break, which is March 26th or something like that, Titus, I'm planning on coming out and spending a week in London. So I'm publicly saying this to keep myself doing it.
Okay.
So if you're available, I would love to meet up with you.
Well, I was invited. In April, I was invited to the wedding for Natasha in Pakistan, but because of my history of going to hospital to these Asian countries, I thought I'd have to miss it. That was in April. So even if you pick April, that'd be fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, wonderful, wonderful. So at any rate, I'll just give you the stage and let you read, but we're happy to hear your voice again, and thanks for
Before leaving me, I wanted to just say that this piece is from Moods of the Macabre, hopefully a play. The mental health of people, the outcasts in society. I feel very sad for them, to be honest. I've spent 30 years studying human behavior and psychology, and that anything that I dig up, especially on those subjects, I put into this play, which will probably take a lifetime. But the idea is to actually put some of these people in with the audience. So it'll kind of like, not to frighten them, but to just to make them realize, to get them closer to the situation that we're wondering, who are the people who have got this mental disability? I feel that it could be turned around. So this contest was... Who would have thought that was the title? And I've just done it from Charles Cuthbert, who says, who would have thought that grey appearance-wise to mean the fine line between losing it or not, which means the fine line between sanity and insanity. So this is this piece. It's called A Grey Appearance-Wise. And for the play, I might just do a few exaggerations. My paranoia. And this is a voice coming from the mirror rather than the person who's actually looking into it. It's all in the mind, my paranoia. Such intelligence. And I, your closest friend, didn't want share of what others have said. For a stupid-looking man, our fool, is misled by discretion. Discomfort is, I will not intend keeping to myself this grey appearance-wise. Discomfort, my friend, it's so black and white. If clearly to assume what's right, surprise, how infinitely I've kept within this spite. Affections are sincere, if you hadn't noticed. I too reflect a greater outcome. Come nearer, friend. It'd be best I keep my enemies closest, a fool who seeks persuasion from a mirror. End of poem.
It's a wonderful, wonderful piece.
I think trying to entertain an audience for 2 hours, you've really got to mesmerize them and put them on the edge of their seats and make them feel themselves that who are the fools here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, actually. Yeah. Good point. Well, we wish you the best of luck. I mean, if the play happens, I would love I would love to read it or see it if it's produced.
I don't know if there's any plays where they actually put plants in the audience, but there you go.
I will happily be a plant in the audience. That's fine. I'll even wear my different mind.
You were going to go down that road.
I was going to wear my hydrangea hat, you know, for you. Yeah. But no. Well, Titus, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for having me.
All right,
of course.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And that was Titus calling from the UK. Is this still the UK? Great Britain? UK?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the United Kingdom.
Well, I mean, I rarely hear it referred to that way now anymore. And I just wonder if I missed something.
Oh, no, you haven't missed anything.
Okay. You never know. Now, we finished the first segment, but the thing that I need to do now is I need to unveil the next 3 clues for our September 2018 Poet of the Month. Oh, yeah. All right. These next 3 might just give it away, but I don't know. Here we go. Clue number 1. A hidden master. Kind of creepy, actually. Yeah, I know. Number 2. Upon a quiet mountainside. And if you haven't got it by now, this next one should really do it. Number 3. He takes the high road. All right, if you think you know who it is, don't put it in the chat room. Send me a message on Facebook, or just send us who you think it might be at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. If you win, you will get to choose. The first person will get to choose a song that I do the following month. All right. Hope everybody got those. Now we're going to get ready to do our next call-in segment. We need 5 more unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Hey, mister.
Hey.
Hey, mister, do you like poetry?
Sure.
Get in the van.
Okay. World Poetry Open Mic, does this smell like chloroform to you? I don't know where I can't with that voice, but it seems to be the best place, the best way for me to say things that are completely absurd.
It does, and it works.
It kind of does, yeah. It's my 1920s, 1930s announcer voice.
Yes, I love that voice. I got hooked on it listening to Suspense Radio, Suspense Theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I love it. It's so it's cheesy, got a lot of it, and it's just perfect.
A lot of energy to it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it's a lot of effort when you're doing it.
No. It's really, yeah. It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
It's true, yeah. It's an effortless kind of sound anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so JT, we ran into some tech issues.
It was a little odd.
What happened?
So I had a new caller call in, and for whatever reason, I could not place them on hold.
Huh.
So we're going to have them just call us live.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Other than that, I have 5, and I have noticed that Mary's calling in, so we could pop her in right before
Yeah, why don't we do
for
that?
Studio X, why don't we do that? And see if there's anybody else who wants to...
Yeah, so you want to do a quick kind of third segment?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so we're going to get through this segment. We'll move quickly.
Okay.
Then we'll do a quick third segment. Then we'll go into Studio X and then return engagement.
Perfect.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
So let's see. So I see... I got to be honest, JT. I see six. No, that's five. Okay.
This is five.
I think the submission thing freaked me out. There's
sorry,
a little segment.
Did.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's not you. That's me.
Yep.
That's me eyeballing it. All right. Let's go first to Mama Oladeji out of Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Mama.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go first to Mama
Oladeji. All right. Here we go.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm supposed to say all that? I thought you told me we don't talk until after.
Well, we usually don't. I just wanted to say hello real quick, and then I'll be quiet.
You sound formal.
I don't know. I feel like when I put shoes on, I get formal. I guess that's what's going on.
I mean, you're talking like, you know, we're in a board meeting or something. What's going on here?
The only board meetings I'm in, I fall asleep in.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Show me those charts and figures, please. The floor is yours.
Aesthetological is the name of the piece, and it's by prompt from Sinister Skittle. Okay, here we go. Everyday living becomes more of a truculent battle where survival stands in the way of my living. Well, instinctively trying to live, I need eyes in the back of my head while scratching out a meager existence. Predators pulling us back from our every advancement. The outside problem is watching the visceral action of the tortured. You're watching. Those who destroy this earth then gratuitously charge us to live on it, witnessing one act after another of those reaping that which they have not sown. Watching the eco-catastrophes one after another, destroying the balance of nature relentlessly, rent due. Because we who labor own nothing. Be taxed if you do, be damned if you try. My internal problems have worsened from the external perennials of injustice which surround me, leaving me to dwell beneath the deleterists, also to take example from those with lesser insight and intellect. Blubbering, blithering chicanery is going on. Well, most recently, we've been awakened by snakes slithering into our homes, pretending to need a nap or some rest, and we become the test dummies. For once he crosses our threshold, we are weakened. Why let them in, you ask? Because he seemed so familiar. Of course, I recognize the way he slithered, you know. He is your seed. Of the fruit of my womb, he has been here before. Recidivist is his rancid behavior. It brings undue guilt to those who feel love for him. And when the system gave him back, the automatic response of acceptance is visceral. After all, you gave birth to him. Before the lobotomy and the fake heart was installed, I had gave life to him, or I had given him life. But I have no eschatological directions spiritually. I mean, I gave him no direction, no spiritual directions. I was yet caught up in believing my innate feelings, so I just gave him open-minded answers. He had no way to draw any conclusions. He had to go inside himself and call on the power within himself. He had to depend on self. But we are all fatuously fatuously. Can't get that one. Anyway, I said it once. I can't say it again. And desperately seek spiritual help. As we reach our breaking points, we must all at some point point inward and point our inward thoughts in an upward direction, no matter if we think it's pointless. If not, we shall have nowhere to turn, no one to cry to or answer to, or no God of our own to pray to. Now, feeling frustrated and meaningless, we become prey or we prey upon others until the worthy ones steal away into the quietest of silence and transcend. And those wicked incorporeal souls shall wander aimlessly throughout the abyss, seeking mercy's kiss until they pay their just dues. And the just will not rest. Let them be, stay weary and eat dust and be aggravated. And so the God of mercy declares victory over the callous hearts. Only then shall the weary be avenged and rule this earth again. In peace.
Great piece.
Yeah, that was a really moving piece. Wow. I was sitting here playing guitar, listening to you read it. Really liked it.
Thank you. So I could just learn to say fatuously.
It's okay.
That's great.
Thank you, everybody. One love.
Yeah, one love, Mama. Thank you so much. We really, really missed you over the last week and everything. So happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, you know, I'm just glad to hear you all, too.
All right.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, setting the tone for the second segment here. It's a lot to follow up. But we've got a new caller calling in.
It's awesome. Right? From,
yeah.
Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Set the
tone. All right, we've got Sweet Pea calling here from, it looks like, is it Denver, Colorado?
Just Colorado.
Just Colorado in general. All right, yes, Sweet Pea, hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. So if you don't mind me asking, how did you hear about our show?
Titus invited me to come aboard.
Oh, wonderful, happy to hear that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quiet, let you read, and we'll come back on and talk after, okay?
Okay.
All right. The floor is yours.
Thank you. This is called Black Eyeliner Clouds. Showered by rain from black eyeliner clouds, trees no longer felt justified to stand. Conclave foliage draped every branch down in a lugubrious style. Soldiers in summer camouflage greens hovered over the citizens of colors, the shades of daisies in yellow glows, petunias painted purples, the pinks of dahlias, and the reds of roses. Wind enforced pain, bringing in the brutal allies of rain, whipping, twisting green life in its way, frenzied and wild, sweeping here and there. No plan is chosen, a dance of ricochet ruination. Then silence sneaks in as raindrops kiss flowers. Wind breezes softly again and birds sing. And the colors of collateral damage entwine with our fallen camouflage soldiers upon the moist ground. And a poem.
That was beautiful. I love the naturalistic approach that you were employing there. Very, very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And it's interesting. It sounds like we're in the same state and we haven't met before.
Yes.
So I'm so happy that you gave us a call.
Yes. Thank you. I'm very excited when I found out about the whole Denver thing.
Oh, well, we would invite you to call back anytime, and we do have occasionally live events and things in town. So we'll if you keep calling in, we'll definitely be happy to let you know. We'd love to have you come out and read sometime.
Oh, that would be fabulous, I think.
Okay.
It's not that scary, really.
It's,
yeah.
No, it's, you know.
No, I really didn't. It's just I have a sneaking suspicion I might know who one of you are. So.
Really?
Uh-oh.
A sneaking suspicion.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in this, well, never mind, not for the airtime, but.
Oh, no. All right. All right. Well, at any rate, well, Sweet Pea, thank you very, very much. And
thank you.
Yeah, and we will we'll talk to you again, hopefully.
Absolutely. I had a great time listening tonight. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. And that was Sweet Pea calling from Colorado?
Yeah.
I guess.
That works.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of suspicious now.
Or Gotham. That's what she was telling me before.
I
kind of
feel like I'm like looking over my shoulder.
She's right behind you.
She's right behind me, isn't she? That's exactly how I feel about it sometimes.
Which would be really impressive that she just appeared and I just saw her.
You know, some people have those skills, man. Some people have those skills.
Darkwing Duck.
Do you know Darkwing Duck is one hell of a superhero, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Darkwing Duck is wonderful. All right.
Sorry, everybody.
I used to love Darkwing Duck when I was laying in the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was the thing that, because like Batman was on a little bit earlier. And then they kind of took Batman off the air.
Yeah.
And there was this whole thing where it was just Darkwing Duck was at 4:30.
Yes.
And I remember laying in the hospital, but I think I weighed like 80 pounds and I couldn't do anything.
Right.
So I would, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's go. let's just go shift to something positive. Let's go visit Eric in Texas. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Good evening, Michael.
Hey.
And JT, how are you guys doing? Doing good.
Doing well.
We're doing good, man. Happy to hear your voice. Happy to be back.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you guys are back, too.
All right. Wonderful, man. So how's the last real quick. The short version, because I know you and I could talk for a long time. How'd the last week go?
It wasn't that bad. Just a bunch of work at my job, and I did a bunch of cleaning, and I wrote a couple new poems. I'm working on one right now, and I'll get into that later.
Well, all right, makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. All right, so. How about this? I'm just going to give you the floor.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. This one is called Unknown Nothings. Unknown nothings. Infinite amounts of prophecies, philosophies, sciences, ideologies, ideas, dharmas, karmas, and dogmas of beginnings, endings, afterlives, heavens, hells, nirvanas, enlightenment, salvations, damnations, repentances, reincarnations, meanings, purposes, life suffering, trials and tribulations, creators and creators' adversaries, over-exaggerated, over-analyzed, over-interpreted, over-exhausted, over-exerted, epic poems that have been canonized and turned into sacred texts and turned into religions, spiritual philosophies, mythologies, folktales, and fairy tales, promisings of estimated non-testable hypotheses through the scientific method, but by faith and fictitious facts alone without any substantial evidence, instructions on how to live, who, and how to worship, and who not to worship, who to give praise, sing, dance, and play music to, who to not give praise, sing, dance, and play music to, explanations claiming to know every answer to every question that mankind has ever asked, especially in the gray areas of life, because it's not just black and white all of the time, selling speculations of so-called truth, claiming to be the one and only absolute truth, promising absolute certainties, revelations, visions, visitations, communications with invisible beings, forcefully feeding non-believers their truths in hopes of converting them over, controlling, coercing, manipulating their believers into doing whatever they are told to do by executing non-believers, inquisiting non-believers, promising to solve all of your problems, promising to offer you hopes, comforts, meanings, and purposes, promising you eternal salvations, promising you eternal nirvanas, promising you eternal happiness, promising you eternal joy, proselytizing and catechizing their truths to the world. Each of these things supposedly offer everything above and so much more. But the truth is that nobody truly knows anything about anything mentioned above and so much more. Isn't it funny that mankind has come up with and even made up so many answers to everything, but there are still people who doubt every one of them and don't know why? They think that they are the one and only truth sayers. That's in peace.
Wow. Good reading, man. Good read. Good write.
Thank you.
That's
so
awesome.
Much.
Yeah.
So this, I wanted to encompass a conjuration of things and not go into. I could write a book about that.
Sure.
It's a big subject, and it goes. You know, I didn't get into everything, but I thought I'd just try to minimize as best I could. But anyways, I wanted basically to say that in my eyes, no one truly knows anything about anything, and especially the so-called beginnings, so-called endings, and afterlives as well, and meanings and purposes, you know, things like that.
Sure.
So I'm not so much attacking the things I talked about, but I'm just saying that no one knows for certain is what I'm saying in my poem. So
I can completely understand that. All right. Hey, Eric, we appreciate it, man. And I think that's a great point for us to take. And we hope to talk to you during the return engagement.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. Thanks so much. And I'm glad you guys like my poem. Some people like it. Some people don't.
Well, that's what makes
the way it is.
That's good with art, right? That's all right, man.
That's right.
How it should be.
All right. I'll hit you guys up in the next return.
Sounds good,
engagement.
Buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was Eric calling from Texas. Happy to hear his voice, man.
Yeah.
Happy to hear his voice. All right. Now from Texas, we're going to head to California to speak with Don Hegelberg.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Don. Still looks like it's on hold.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Just taking a moment. Sometimes it just takes a moment, you know? It's technology.
Gotta love it.
Technology. Gotta love it.
I may have to force the issue, though.
Okay.
So I want Don to call back. I'm going to hang up,
okay.
Don.
Don.
I'm going to have you call back.
Yeah, our system's kind of freezing on us, so... If you could just call us right back, we will take you live. All right. Man.
Oh, technology.
So let me ask you, what did you do last Friday? What did you do last Friday night?
I don't remember, to be honest.
It was that eventful.
That eventful. I know I did something. Really? I think I may have just relaxed and enjoyed hanging
just
out
having
with
the night.
Christine. And
yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. All right. Cool.
We got Don now.
All right. Hello, Don.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air now. Thank you so much for calling back. We apologize.
That's appreciated.
Hello.
All right.
I have to do something about muting my system now, too. So.
All right. So,
so I've done that.
Okay.
Perfect. So how about this? Before we speak, I'll let your work speak first. So I'm going to step off the stage and give you the floor.
Thank you very much. This poem is entitled To Taste, and it is dedicated for the members of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Temperature rises and sustains to bake pastries brown and gold. early morning oven turned off, keeps rhyming rolls and poem cakes warm to eat far into the rising dawn. The spun cheeses of humor and the flower of history work on each other's flavors to deliver an eater's treat. One bite and all disappears into the mouth, which yaws up and down, a dinghy on a sea of mucus. Oh, spit, a swallow away from the understanding of digestion. When will you move this idiot away from poems which stuff full in poem?
Very impactful and powerful work, Don.
I'd like to say something to you too, and to include somebody else who might be here listening, and that's a certain third friend, that you have been responsible for helping people get back into poetry. I know that you serve the same purpose that a poet by the name of Eugene Ruggles did to me when I was unable to get out. I don't mean that I wasn't able physically, but just was not able to do anything because the energy, the motivation was gone. And he made a pauper's trip to where I was staying and gave me a poster. And the poster was one of his poems. And his gentle presence in the poem gave me energy. He died a couple years back, and he deserved the credit that he got in the field of poetry, but much more, he deserved the credit that maybe he didn't receive all the time from the people who, from the people who he moved. So thank you, guys. Good night.
Thank you, Don. Wow. And that was Don Hagelberg calling from California. You know, this is one thing I want to say to Don and to everyone who calls in here. The thing is, we do the show, but it really is an honor to provide a platform for all of you to share. I mean, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think that art, that poetry, that these things actually matter. And we could go on forever about why we think so, but it really is an honor for us to be able to provide this for you. We're in our sixth year now.
Yeah.
And at the end of November, we'll be in year seven that we've been doing it. And we're still
six
going.
Years old?
We're still going. I know. We'd be first graders.
Okay. We're 5 3/4 now.
Yeah. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're close. But at any rate, it really is an honor. It's a pleasure for us to do. And so to all of you, thank you as well. But thank you, Don. Now let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania.
We're almost there. We're close.
Hey, Jim.
It's a pleasure for us to do. And so to all of you, thank you as well. Thank you, Don. Now let's go to Jim.
There's a delay there.
That's a heck of a delay.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Jim?
It's been a trying week.
Oh, sorry to hear that, buddy.
Well, I got something really difficult I need to do tomorrow, and I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. Enough on that, though.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Well, we wish you the best.
Yeah, I need it.
Understood. Understood. All right. How about this? Let's do some poetry. Okay. I'm going to give you the floor, and we'll talk a little bit after.
Okay. This is one that's going to be in my upcoming book, Musing on the Cricket Game of Life, Part 1.5. An apathetic reaction to a heinous act, now mundane. Another mass shooting, I drop my head at the news with a fleeting twinge of passing sorrow. Shock and tears have long since fled. As the act progresses from heinous to horrific, to horrible, to commonplace, then mundane, and finally, meh. End of poem.
Yeah.
It's not a comedy of a poem, but the turn of phrase there at the end was perfect.
Yeah.
And yes, unfortunately, that's where I kind of see us going.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
I am hoping that I am wrong, because if we get to that point,
Yeah.
We agreed. Got some issues if we get to that point.
But I totally see where you're going with it. I understand. And I hope not too.
Yeah.
All right. Jim, you know, our thoughts are with you. Whatever you have to deal with, we hope that it turns out incredibly well, better than you can expect. And just know that we're all behind you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
On a more pleasant note, though, while I'm here,
yeah,
I'm trying to get sell 50 pre-order copies of the book.
Yes, sir.
Before they can publish it. So, if anyone wants to buy a copy, Dennis already has.
Okay.
I'm charging $18 a copy.
Okay.
And I will be putting my PayPal information in.
Perfect.
In the chat room, so people can get to that.
All right, and I'll connect with you through Facebook. I'll pre-order a copy as well.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Probably next week. My phone service is going to cut out for about a week.
Okay. Understood. Understood. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you hopefully next week then.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. And. Bye. That was Jim Kahn from Pennsylvania. You know, it was interesting. He was talking about, as part of his writing contract, having to purchase 50 copies of the book.
Yep.
And I could tell he was kind of struggling with that. And one thing I want to just kind of throw out in case this helps anybody, it might not, but in case it helps anybody, is instead of thinking of you having to figure out how to buy 50 copies, it's worth to start thinking about how do I get, you know, you touch a lot of people as a poet, especially if you're on the show or you're connected. You know, how do you turn that into a pre-sale? So instead, you're not having to buy it. You're just getting the revenue to be able to do it yourself. And then you got people who are buying copies of your book. I'm still kind of formulating this whole kind of marketing thing. But I think it's kind of a slightly misunderstood thing, even by publishers, it turns out. It's a little weird. all right. So anyway, that brings us to the close of segment number two. We're going to do a short segment three to try to catch anybody who tried to call in who couldn't come in. Are you about ready for that, JT?
I'm good to go, sir.
All right, cool. Third segment, we need unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic.
Rock the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back here in the third segment. Well, it's really not a third segment. It's a showcase, in a way, of one poet. We only had one call, and that's okay. We wanted to hear her.
Yes.
And then give her a chance to get her in the return engagement. So we're going to go right to Mary in Arizona. Hello, Mary.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, aloha.
Was there a long leg, sir, between you and me, way far away in Denver to Phoenix?
That's true. It's a long leg, but when it moves.
Hey, if we have to walk it, it's different than when we can just dial it up on our little telly, isn't it?
It's a lot easier. True. It's a lot easier. Yeah.
So here we are, from me to you and across the world and all these wonderful artists, and without further ado.
All right. Without further ado, the floor is yours.
I missed you last week. I'll say that. I'll miss you all.
We miss you too.
Okay. With that little break, I'm going to play Mozart in the background, do a little Turkish march. I didn't do this version. I do play the song. It's hard to do classical music because it's more particular than your own thing. So that's my background thing. He wrote this in about 1783. And then my scribble. And then whatever. Started out as a little Catholic girl, full of rules and regulations, but felt sweet in my vagabond ways, and knew the truth lied in the in-between explanations, and far beyond scopes of religion and poofball magic. I knew early that life was a cycle in and within itself, and I could observe it and learn about it, or try to fight it with fantastical believings of others' choices, or by my will and sadly seemingly off-through wayward ways. No identity with significant family members, I grew more isolated, searching for love in teachers and wiser ones, mentors and religious figures, thinking they would know how to bring me peace, running my heart out until my knee gave way, swimming until that flip that chipped my neck bone, and that was that. Knee bones, back bones, achy, breaky, heart, puking, cutting, because those brought me pleasure in my miserable state of understanding. Life is ugly and beautiful at the same time, and tethers, well, they tether us. But responsibility and fortitude, they come in kindness form, see, and remembering my embracements of my mother, and even though we were so different, and my significant other husbands, though I was blind in choosing them, because timelines became more important than the ridiculously soulful exploration of picking the right mate to mate with, to connect with, the one of our choice at least, if misgiven, in fact mischosen here. Scarves and hedonistic monuments later, I changed now forever, but grown big and strut like in my female wisdom, hidden but now stated, shouted from the mountaintops. Nonetheless, we matter. Girls and women matter. All lives matter. What else can I scream, or it will finally and utterly be heard? But when children come and they are foresighted and love the way mine were beforehand, well, they please me in ways I really had only dreamt of in fairy tales, because they were precocious and adorable and, well, just like me. I could love them. I could love them, see. I could love them in all the ways my mom didn't love me. What do you do when your progeny and you are among the scuttlebugs of existence in the milieu with your husband and their father? Well, I guess if you're like me, you suffer it out long enough to understand that there is and will be nothing you can do and no lean-to to go to the abyss, the void of understanding that exists between humans and cultures and religions. My daughters are as precious as any one birth child in this universe, and no more so as well. I try to understand that in my death, and try to instill in my dearest friends and comrades a sense of the true self, of the sense of the word I know as love, without its richest form, in its richest form. It comes without judgments, without expectations, nor even particular needs. The soulful path of our loved ones, as well as us, become paramount, and assistance with our abilities to fight good fights and write good words and continue among my knights and goddesses here. For if we just knew the sacredness and longevity of us all, how we would change the world for the better. It would shine like the sun from within the energy. Love well-placed, honored, and expressed. I'm just a candle lit here. End poem.
Wow. The beautiful, beautiful poem.
I appreciate that you call it a poem.
Well, I do.
When you write your heart out, I guess you can put it in forms that rhyme or are in cadence, and I honor all those that put all that work into it like you would a mathematician into a theorem. And so we go on to the next one. I talk too much, but that's my gift and my bane, too.
I can understand that myself. I'm very much the same. But we love you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Oh, we love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. Beautiful, beautiful piece. All right, GT. You know what this means? It's time for DJ Tanner. No, here we go.
Crank up the mix!
It's
Sorry.
All right. We're going to get in the collider. We're going to head to Studio X. Are you ready?
All right. Breathe in.
Clinch. And here we are.
Oh.
It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now.
Just take a test. Glad you had me do that.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
What do you want me to do? Do you need me to?
No.
Handle this for me.
If I could do tuning, I would.
I'm getting it. Okay. Stall.
Stall? I don't have anything to read this time. All my books are over there.
All right. Well, I got it. Never
mind. Oh, okay.
All right. So, first of all.
Yes.
So, last month, Dennis was the one who guessed the poet of the month.
Yes,
he sent me a song, and I had a little bit of time to work through it, and it actually is kind of a vague song. So, Dennis, I have to apologize. I haven't finished it in time for this. So I will make it up to you and perform it one of the next few shows before this month is over.
Okay.
But because of some of the other things going on, like with the hurricane and everything, I just kind of wanted to do a few songs of just kind of like some solidarity, kind of an encouragement. And here they go. That's better. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be, 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 whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me, shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. All right. And so, thank you. Thank you. All right. This other one is from another musician. I would say equally great, but I think a lot of people would argue about that. This is a great musician anyway. He wrote this one. There's a blood-red circle on the cold, dark ground, and the rain is falling down.
church doors thrown open, I can hear the organ song, but the congregation's gone. My city a ruin, my city a ruin. Now the sweet bells of mercy drift through the evening trees. Young man on the corner like scattered leaves. The boarded up windows, the empty streets, while my brother's down on his knees. My city a ruin, my city a ruin. Come on, rise up, 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 come on, rise up. Now there's tears on the pillow, darling, where we slept, and you took my heart with you when you left. Without your sweet kiss, soul is lost, my friend. Tell me, how do I begin again? My city in ruins, my city in ruins. My city in ruins, in ruins. Now with these hands, with these hands, with these hands, I pray, Lord, these hands, with these hands. With these hands, with these, I pray for the strength, Lord, with these hands, with these hands, with these hands, with these, I pray for your love, Lord, these hands, with these hands, with these hands, with, I pray for the strength, Lord, these hands. With these, I pray for your love, Lord. Come on, rise up. 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 Come on, rise up.
All right, everybody, thank you. Make sure you you keep in your thoughts all the people who are going through having their homes destroyed during this hurricane, as well as even if they have evacuated, your lives are still hit in that hurricane, and it can really be devastating. Make sure we reach out. Make sure it's not just thoughts. Make sure it's not just prayers, but that we actually reach out and take physical action to be able to help people. Let's head now to return engagement.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody who wants to call in and share another piece or wants to call in and share their first piece, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Give us a call.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here with the return engagement. We have got seven awesome callers lined up here. And in the interest of time, because I know it's getting late there on the East Coast, it's getting to be about breakfast time in the UK. Let's head now to visit with Titus once again. Hello,
good
Titus.
Day, sir. Oh,
good day. Is the sun starting to come up yet?
You're joking.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Not happening yet. No, not happening. All right. Well, then I will give you the floor, and we'll talk after.
Well, it's a bit short on the ground with the poems. I've entered two dire poems in a contest, and I wouldn't even summon them up. So I'm going to revert back to an Earth Angel one. It's Earth Angel, Elise Lahr, dedicated to Elise Lahr and Richard Lee McCarthy, husband and wife, from De Natura Deorum. Emphatic as one's state of awareness is, one's caring nature is to share lining the clouds with those martyrs whose silence has suffered lineal in each alternate rank. As descendants who've scriptured in this syllabi, saints are sporadic in their movements, a descriptive means portrays, eagerly pursued as ubiquitous trait in which anywhere is everywhere. Legations of spirited all notion, survival, and a free will shall prevail all inner being, our hearts and souls replenish as given you a Sakaria. Having such gifts, goodness of kind, you will find will not diminish. Remember not forgetting who you are, so wonderful see as so wonderful to see as stars. Right now, closer to home, the harmony of birds all words will scatter. Infinite reams, you'll imagine how many pairs of binary stars still oculi, collectively superfluous, the warmth of character each holds ad hoc. However, given this purpose of illustrating for you, love does cherish autonomy, in keeping alive calm adjacent the outcome to some nova, reliving the day as if they'd own one another. Their love as the spoiler demands nothing more than love surrounding nature being moored. Lakeside, the lavish ideal spot where sounds of water, as ripples twirl, evanescent moments have gathered. Our glorious times together, sage excludes an age, no age at all to love, but once a love whose retrograde. Mention Earth Angels, we surround ourselves with these in blossom, comfort of home. A promising welcome to anyone becomes etheric. Concealed is a self-worth. The morphic state of complexity is magic. Artisans are we to establish directives, finding a backcloth out of next to home. The necessity for need is sincerely so near to conform variety with these illusions. Nevertheless, if true or not, heaven must exist for the Earth Angels whose soothing words are wish. Your future is in good hands. Thoughts are a delightful distance away. End of poem.
That was a beautiful piece again. Beautiful piece.
Yes. The book's hopefully nearly finished.
I'm really looking forward to it. I definitely will have a copy.
Mm. The translation will be the Latin, the De Natura Deorum, but the Earth Angels is for us all to enjoy.
Wonderful. Well, Titus, I'm stealing a thing from you. I loved what you did as far as sending your work to the Vatican. I'm going to start sending my work to the Vatican when appropriate as well.
I got a reply, and we actually had service there, so that was their reward for asking.
That's wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Titus. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Titus calling from the UK, still early morning. That's the second piece tonight, and just as solid as always. All right. Now we're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio, to talk to Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama.
I'm here. Thank you.
All right. We're happy to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you got for us?
Testing the water blitz. Dreams scattered. Dreams mattered. Mattered much. Mattered deeply, deeply touched. Deeply shattered. Shattered lives. Shattered spirits. Spirits mending. Spirits lending. Lending healing. Lending feelings. Feeling hopeful, feeling faithful, faithful words, faithful deeds. Deed done, deed undone. Undone damage, undone scars. Scars marked, scars wounds. Wounds healed. Wounds flesh. Flesh weak,
flesh, sight, sight sees, sight faith. Faith speaks. Faith marches, marches slower, marches pace, pace slower, pace timing, timing time. We will shine again by grace and peace.
Mama, there's a hypnotic phrasing to that that I really, I kind of just really found myself falling into the rhythm of it.
That you, it was my first time trying to blitz, and I did have some other ones, but I didn't remember them, so I just pulled up that one.
That was.
I'll read it out again one day.
We're happy to hear it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. She's straight to it, man. We get on there. She's in. She didn't want none of my funny business. She's off. That's it. She is done. Reminds me of Cynthia. I'll say something to Cynthia and she'll just let it sit there. Like,
yep.
Yeah, you're a jackass. Let's read a poem. Which I actually think is hilarious. Yeah. It's perfect. Let's go to Mary in Arizona. Hello. Yep. Welcome back, Mary.
Well, thank you very much, sir and sir.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, we are happy to have you.
And thank you so much, and we shall continue now. This is a little thing that I did. It might be the first song that I will share publicly with the public, maybe in about 13 to 57, 44 years or so.
Woo!
'Cause I'm just saying, roughly. So I'm going to share with you the poem, or as in written form. And I'm still, I played a little thing today, and I'm tomorrow I'm going to share what I'm going to do tomorrow, just because it's such a cute thing, and then I'll get right off to it. I'm going to a mud-slinging event with my two daughters.
Yeah!
Almost 21, she'll be in a couple weeks, and then 23. We're going to go to the Hohokam Platform Mound at the Pueblo Grand Museum. They're looking for volunteers to sling mud and help preserve the past. We have to meet on the third Saturday of the month, which is going to be now, tomorrow, 8 till 11. And it's been used for decades to shore up and repair ancient Hohokam platform mounds.
Oh, that sounds actually really cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound fun?
Yeah, you know, when you said sling mud, I'm like, they're going into politics. No, that's
the pigs. Oh, the pigs are coming in.
Napoleon's taking over the barnyard.
Oh, the kielbasas are coming out by the dozen. So, without further ado, this is my little song. Our Loves End. It was written to my ex, but I'm not going to say that in the song right outright. Neither did, who's her name? Joan Baez didn't do that either. Diamonds and Rust. This is how it begins. I feel so lost when I'm around you, but I feel most lost when I'm without you. See, I felt how you loved me and moved me so much. I know I'll never love like that again in this circulation. I cry inside when I'm with you now, but I almost die inside when I'm without you all alone. We moved the mountains on those rides once, my love. The heaviest ones just melted from all of our care and devotion, care and devotion, care and devotion, times two. A millennia later, what is this love we got to be? What is this knot built up inside of me, of us, tearing up all I knew as true? How can you help me when it's not me but you? How can I help you when it's not about you but about me? But I love you in the daytime when I first awake my eyes and think of you. And I love you in the nighttime when your eyes become the stars that twinkle my dreams and bring them true even when I know it wasn't possible. And I love you in my sweetest sounds, but now my nightmares too. So I ask myself and I ask you, my love, what are we going to do with all our care and devotion, care and devotion, care and devotion times two? Now that our love round is through. That's it.
Wow. Oh, it's a beautiful piece, Mary.
You know, it's poignant.
Yeah,
aren't all happy. I try to have a little glimmer of hope, a little candle in the background. It's not just don't turn the lights out. I don't believe in that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot brighter now. I have the candles. There's a little light strung across my room in two places as I see.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A nice Phoenix evening bids you adieu and on to the next, and see you next.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. We'll see you next time,
okay? You're welcome.
All right.
90-90.
Good night. And that was Mary calling from Arizona, just lighting us all up here. I don't think she is aware of how or just what a gift she is to all of us, I think. Speaking of someone who's a gift, let's go to Stan in Alabama. This man makes me laugh endlessly. Hey, Stan. Welcome back.
Hey. How are we all doing?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. It's been a good night.
Yes, it has, and it's been a great night. That is wonderful for me. I love that.
Oh, man. We're happy to have you here, man. So what do you have for us this time?
Well, I listened to that damn song, Shout.
Yeah?
Got me wired up, and the piece I picked, we're going way away from where Mary was. This is called Say What? Distractions, retractions, manipulations, fabrication. A controlled regulation for disinformation via political calculation of public information. Blatant fallacies, alleged transparencies, truth left in mystery of an untold history. What an absurdity, facts in obscurity as national security. Such an obscenity. Start a new legacy based on integrity, honesty brought back to light. For only the truth can form the tooth that gives reality bite and peace.
It still made me laugh in there, Stan, but it was with the twists of phrase. I thought it was just really a fun piece, but also really conveyed its message well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
Way to go. I love it. I can. That's one of the things that I think JT and I've talked about. We talk about this a lot after the show, how we hear the evolution of each poet's style throughout the the weeks of the show and everything, and it's really apparent to us. And we can definitely hear it in your stuff as well. So, thanks, Stan.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always, gentlemen. And thank you for this format.
Oh, you got it.
On to the next.
All right, on to the next. Thanks, Stan. We'll talk to you next time. And that was Stan in Alabama. Still my preferred voice for the end of the world.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of that, I need to talk to him about something.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go now to Eric in Texas. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike, JT.
All right, Hello. Man. Happy to hear you. We're back. We're on the air. Return engagement. So just to not waste any time, I'm going to give you the floor, let you read, and we'll talk after.
All righty. Well, this one's not complete yet, but I'm going to read some. All right, this is called Where Is Your Mind? Where is your mind? Where is your mind? Is it in the clouds of smoking cigarettes and cigars? Is it in the clouds of smoking marijuana? Where is your mind? Is it in the stupor of drunkenness? Is it... Oh, sorry, I messed up. Okay, sorry. Where is your mind? Is it out in the clouds of smoking cigarettes and cigars? Is it out in the clouds of smoking marijuana? Okay. Where is your mind? Is it in the stupor of drunkenness? Is it out in the stupor of fiending and withdrawing from alcoholic consumption? Where is your mind? Is it in the clouds? Energy, psychedelic trips, adrenaline highs, epiphanies, temporal euphorias, creativities, pleasures, visions, and everything else you receive from doing certain drugs. Where's your mind? Is it out in the stupor of energetic, exhausted euphoria? Where's your mind? Is it out in a stupor of badness, insanity, and craziness? That's pretty much the word I'm going to read right now. It's still a hot mess, so.
It's all right.
Hey, all good work is a hot mess before it's done.
That's right.
That's it, man. Way to go. I think that's promising.
Well, thank you so much. I already got 2 pages, actually, like 4 pages handwritten so far.
Cool.
I needed to. I gotta get it organized too. So, anyways, I was inspired by one of my favorite songs, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of them or not. They were pretty big back when I was a kid, and actually they're big before then. But the song is called "Where's My Mind" by the Pixies. That's who I was inspired by.
Yeah, man. So, the last song they play in Fight Club is they're blowing up all the credit agencies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Also in Fight Club and Train Spotting,
yep,
and a few other movies too.
Yeah, so, that's definitely an iconic song from that time.
Oh, yes, indeed. It sure is. But I'm glad you guys like it so far. I'll probably read it next week. I'm going to try to finish it here in a little bit. I'm working on another one, and it's inspired by Do I Want to Know? It's a song by the Arctic Monkeys. I don't know if you guys ever heard it or not.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to be doing one, and it's called Do You Want to Know? So I'm taking a different aspect. I'm keeping the rhythm of the song to some extent, but I'm not copying it completely. So,
okay. Yeah. It's interesting. It's a prompt kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I did the same thing with, Shut Me Up as well from, Mindless Self-Indulgence. And that was the one I read a while back, but I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. And I'm going to submit. I finally wrote down your email. Let me make sure I got it right. That's worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, submissions, anthology.
Yeah. Just put anthology submission or submission for anthology in the subject line.
All right. Will do.
All right, man. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Well, thanks. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, it's all right, man. It's all right. That's all, actually. So we'll look for that, and we'll talk to you next time.
All righty. All right. You guys have a great night. Thanks so much.
Hey, you too.
For the platform and everything you guys do for us.
You got it, man.
Talk to you next week.
Talk to you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And that was Eric Kahn from Texas, his second showing this evening. It's interesting watching his growth and kind of how he uses prompts from cultural places to bring it back together. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to be heading to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
How's it going?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so this is what happened last week. We decided we had to clean up our house because we were having company. I was making Rosh Hashanah dinner,
which was
Sunday night, Monday night, and so we decided to have it Monday night. My brother came over, and we wanted to have the house, you know, clean, so we moved a few things out of the front, and we threw everything in my room, and my daughter found this old scrapbook from the beginning of my marriage, and in the back was this envelope that was titled Personal Poems. So I opened it, and I found some old, really old, from 1965 poems, and they were folded. So I started unfolding them and reading them, and a lot of them were repetitious, and they were new, I hadn't been a poet for very long, so I wanted to revise every one of them. And then I came upon the last poem. And I said, I don't remember seeing this one ever. And it was from 1965, and it was written by my husband. Mm. And I didn't, I vaguely remember it, but it was when we were first going out, I think, before we were married. And I flipped out. I mean, I really got, I couldn't believe this, and I found this. So what happened was, this is, you'll hear. I'm going to read you that poem, and it's part of the next poem. So it's actually one poem. I can't consider them two poems. And the next one isn't very long. So it's called Round Midnight. The hour of death has come and gone. The world dies at midnight, but not for separated lovers. For them, it lives and breathes. Remembrances of midnight kisses on winter evenings when two bodies stood upon a heater and vowed devotion, only half meaning it, when two bodies long for its better half, when a man desires to give love to his woman, to make the vows hold at long last, full meaning without reservations, without doubt, and with that love which knows no death. Love which can't be killed, not by the weather, nor time, neither seasons, nor months, can dim its light. And it seems seven times as bright round midnight. My spirit yearns for greener things. My soul never ceases its search. Heavy is my heart, but of the searching, one pillar stands unbending. That pillar is you. No smile so pure, no eyes so bright. No heart so true could I ever imagine, even in the dreams after midnight. So my destiny, my love, my true love, I leave you with a kiss and the special world of distant lovers, the world which lives in our hearts and in the finer fibers of my mind. For in that world, it is always warm and always after midnight. In that world, we lie side by side, we share uncounted kisses. We praise the beauty we find in one another. We love as we shall always love. All day, all night. But especially in our dreams after midnight. Harold Aaron True, 1965. And then this is the poem I wrote about it just today. Recovered Love Poem. Typed on old-fashioned typing paper, hidden for years underneath old poems, folded in a manila envelope behind them, and unnoticed, there it was, a message from you from beyond the grave, forgotten and almost tossed away as useless trash, were words written by a much younger man whose heart lay on the paper, vulnerable and true. Words typed at a time when love was fresh paint for us as we tried to navigate this new experience. My heart, at last patched enough to endure the pain, leaped as I read those love words from you to me, and I saw how we had been in sync with our affection. And as I wept for the loss of you in all iterations, I especially mourned this bright-eyed and fresh-faced youth who had swept into my life and found a spot where he could find peace and happiness with me. He wrote of my presence, one pillar stands unbending, that pillar is you. Well, at the time, I had no idea this was his thought, for he was my strength and always would be. Words penned over 50 years ago brought to me as a godly message on the new year. Tears streamed for never being able to hug you for this gift. End poem.
That's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and what an amazing story there.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. We framed it because it was so, delicate and fragile, and now it's sitting there in front of me, and I couldn't believe that he had written those words to me. And you know, it's like, you know, just like, oh my God, you know, I couldn't believe it. So I wanted to share it with you guys, and just I thought it was like a New Year's gift. It was like, I mean, coming right the day before, you know, it was on that Saturday that we found it, and it was right before New Year's. It was like, I didn't know what to make of it, really. And of course, I was in tears after that because it was just so like, yeah. Oh my God.
Who wouldn't be at that point, you know?
Yeah. And I did kind of tear up. You could hear me while.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know, Michelle is waiting. Wow. Michelle is waiting. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Barbara, this is your time. We got it. We understand. And it was a beautiful, beautiful read. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, and, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm sorry, Michelle, but I, you know.
Don't worry about it, Barbara.
I just want to share this. And, you know, it's just wonderful when you find that Joseph's return like that. It's just so. You know, women don't really get to hear what men are really thinking, and then there's this poem.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys. Have a great weekend, and, you know, I'll just keep ticking away whatever in my life, and, you know, just I want to share it with you guys. So,
thank you.
Thank you, everybody, and thanks for this show. Okay.
You got it.
Good night.
Love you, Barbara. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. Well, that's about all the time we got for tonight. Actually, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's go now to, as soon as JT is ready to go, it takes a second for the stuff to click over. He's faster than the computer is. All right. And we're here with Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How are you? All right, hello, Michelle. All right, well, I can't really tell. Michelle, if you can hear us, we can't hear you for some reason. There might be a Skype issue. If you're hearing this, hang up and call us right back. Let's see. Maybe she is. Maybe she's not. Ah, she can't. There we go. Cool. All right, so it was a Skype issue. I couldn't quite hear it. Usually I can hear something kind of weird coming over my headphones. So it's just what it is. All right, here she is. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Quite good. Usually I can hear something kind of weird coming over my headphones.
Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're doing well. How are you? You might need to turn down your speaker you're listening on.
How are you?
I'm living in recursion hell. Okay. All right. I think that's better now. We have little issues that happen with the phone system sometimes. Thanks for understanding.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the long wait for you is over. It is now your time. So I'm going to give you the floor, and we'll talk after.
All right, sounds good. All right, everyone. I have a poem called A Story-Like Ballad of Hope and Promises. Silver marble decks the room, crystals hanging from the ceiling create such a feeling of hope. I cannot descend from the clouds. I can rise above them and declare with my voice so clear in the thousandth year, your dreams have come in a deck of cards. Sarah and Germania go walking down the street. Their calling cards go tweet, tweet. Their silver shining feet shine in the silver moonlight. Their pale faces shine with a glow. They've spread their wings to fly, but dive in the afterglow. They kiss in the moonlight. Surely spreads her legs and shaves them. The spiders all spin their webs and spread their vines in the chaotic forest. They are gardeners who like hairy grapevines. I cannot remember the last time they pulled weeds. Surely pulls them this time. They thank her by kissing her on the knees. The angels hide behind their cards, fanning their faces. Hello, is anyone there?
bang their faces.
Hello?
Hi.
Is that the end of the poem?
I'm sorry?
Was that the end of the poem?
Yeah, that was the end of the poem.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
It seems like it took a while to get it relayed over to the computer, though. I'm hearing everything several seconds after I actually.
Well, so Michelle, really quick, can you turn down the thing you're listening on? Just listen to us through the phone because it's feeding back.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah, there's it's in technology. So the sound's coming to you. It's then going through the computer, then back out and being broadcast to you. So there is a delay. It happens with all broadcast. Anytime you're watching anything broadcast live, it does that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like all the stuff having to get back to you, and you know. So technically, you're calling from where you are here. Then it's going through the internet back out to you. So it's kind of a long trip. So at any rate, it's a long trip. So anyway, Michelle, thank you so much for everything. Thanks for waiting. And we look forward to hearing from you again sometime.
Yeah. I had a joyful time presenting that poem to you. I mean, it wasn't like a real long poem, but
She there? Hello?
Michelle? It cut out.
That was weird. All right. Well, Michelle? There's something going on. Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway, okay. Well, Michelle, we're gonna hang up. Sorry about that. We just had to cut off, but thank you again for everything. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, everybody, we want to say thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for your work. It really means a lot to have you kind of spend the evening with us and take the time to share your work with us. It's an honor for us, and we hope that you enjoy everything that we have we kind of provide here for you, but we also, it's the community that you guys bring that makes it so special in the work. So thank you for everything that you do. We're looking forward to coming back next week. And next week will be the reveal of the Poet of the Month. Yep. Can't forget to play that theme music. And and then I'll play catch up and play that song for Dennis that he chose as well. So from myself, from JT, from Novia the studio cat, from Ursa the studio dog, we want to say thank you, we love you, and until next time, keep writing.